Meine Frosch ist auch ein Schiebes. Es war ein Flirt, Töpfis war ein Zwaschuh. Es war ein Zwaschiebes. Es war ein Schiebes. Es war ein Towards Kabul Satyrus. Es war ein Hasselby. Es war ein Wobbles, Mann. Hasselby ist meine Special Flush. Es war ein Schiebes. These are our views, those truest. Are the views of the Yeshiva towards Kabul Satyrus. I'd like to focus together. We should try to focus in on what we're doing together, what we're trying to accomplish together. And I felt to do it through, we lost, Klal Yisrael lost one of the big manhigim from yeshivas. For those that are the Levinei Dabra understand, Revolver, besides being on the Dabra, was Nifter, who was also the ultimate manhig Neitayra, the ultimate guide and leader of Bnei Yeshiva. His whole sefer he wrote, which he wrote many svarim, but the sefer that he wrote, the Ali Shur, the purpose of the sefer was Bnei Torah. And the purpose was to guide us, Bnei Torah, what the yeshiva is, to focus us, Bnei Torah, what Gadlus is, what the Shlemus is, what the Shlomahed is. And he was the man that called the Bnei Yeshiva. I look at him, the Menigdah, he was the God of us, Bnei Torah. It's hard for those that didn't know him, who had heard of the Talmidim of his. In Eretz Yisrael, there's so many Mashkichim, countless Mashkichim, where Talmidim of Revolver, the Merit also, the truth is the Merit also, and many Rebellion, many Vadim out there. But with the yeshivas around America, Vadim of Talmidim of his, he was manning a world of Talmidim of Bnei Torah. And he spoke a lot to Bnei Torah, the attitudes of Bnei Torah. He said, Shirim in the Mir Yeshiva, something very much, so to speak, understood our thoughts, understood the world we're living in very, very much. This is somebody who was born in Germany and grew up in Sweden, in Switzerland. He learned in Switzerland. He saw a lot of what was going on in the world. He understood the priests that faced us daily. He understood the Nisyonos that faced us daily. And he was the man who showed us and guided us and taught countless Talmidim. He taught more, than anybody that I know. He taught Americans like us. Very much many of the Talmidim, I'm sure there are children who also Talmidim, many Americans from all different places. Some of the younger right here, and issues some of them here were Talmidim. Of a Rebbe Americans, I tell you who's the Talmidim of Revolver. Some of us learned in the Mir Yeshiva, where we heard Shmuzim from Revolver. So we've all been affected by Revolver, and I felt to focus in on this man, and to focus in on what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish. And it's kedai to use ideas from Revolver himself. And in his center, I was sure this massive, tremendous work that's worldwide, in the Kubal worldwide, people are learning all over the world. We are a contemporary Muslim sage that's been learned through the whole world is working on. He describes in a beautiful paragraph towards the beginning, I underlined things a few years back. He describes this, what a yeshiva is, and what it means to be somebody who learns in yeshiva, in beautiful terms. And he says, his first point he makes, yeshiva is not a place where you learn. Where you simply learn or learn how to learn. But yeshiva is a place where you learn how to live life. It's not just, there are many times in the week, I've said this before, this idea, and I'm so happy to see it, that Revolver teaching us this. When we come to Kabbalah Satyrus, you hear Shmuzin over and over, commitment to Limud HaTorah. And you hear Shmuzin in Yeshivas, and Kedai, Tamatari Kenei Kulam, you hear Fir Shmuzin, to commit Limud HaTorah, to be chazek, to learn, Shishrub, Tamatari Kenei Kulam. We have to remember what happened to us. We were the Kabbalah of the Torah. The Torah is one aspect of Limud HaTorah. It means living the Torah. The Torah has Sivuyim, has commands. It means accepting the Torah, all that's included in the Torah lifestyle. Nasa v'nishma is not what certainly Talmud Torah connected to Kula. Certainly that Torah's focus is on Limud HaTorah. And certainly to reach other things has to come through Limud HaTorah. But Kabbalah HaTorah means accepting the Torah lifestyle. It's not one mitzvah, this mitzvah, fakir. It's the whole lifestyle, Nasa v'nishma is all inclusive. The lifestyle of a Torah person. That's what we're working up towards the truth. Not Kabbalah of one mitzvah Torah. Not even the mitzvah which is connected to all the mitzvahs. It's Kabbalah Satorah, in acceptance of the whole Torah lifestyle and all that's included, all the actions that come because I accept the Torah. That that my talk is different, that my walking is different, that my eating is different. I'm a Kabbalah Torah. I accept myself, Kabbalah Svarah Torah. I accept the yoke. I accept to act like a Torah person. I accept, I put on myself the oil of Torah, that I'm going to be an Erlich person. In every area, in so many areas that it encompasses, the other Ma'atzma, the other Mechaveira, the other Mechaveira, Kabbalah Svarah Torah is the full. I accept to learn the Torah and to find out all the Torah's Mechaveira that we give it, and to live a Torah life. And that's what Bava says in Yeshiva. The yeshiva is not a place you learn to learn Torah, a place that you learn eventually. It's not just Limud HaTorah. It's a place you learn how to live life. Anything short, he says, is not a yeshiva. That's a place, a scholarly place. He quotes a beautiful Medrash in Shir HaShirim. Due to wanting a second Zayda, I won't be mad. One can read it on their own. Paraphrasing. But in this Medrash, he brings out from the Medrash, he says that people who learn Torah, and at Eva, Kuvet, Sinna, Tapas, Benayim, they strive between the Lointe Torah. The Medrash says, Einoi Oisimba, they're not being Oisimba Torah. He quotes the Medrash that if there's strife, if there's not Shalom and Achdus, it's not a separate thing that this Yeshiva Chabad is not so much Achdus, there's not warmth, there's not a togetherness. Oh, but it's Yeshiva. The Lush of the Medrash Yeshiva is Einoi Oisimba. They're not being Oisim Torah, quotes Malchi Asherim, they're not being Oisim Torah. What do you mean that Mishu is deathless? They're accomplishing the heart of one with this Abba, the Sinner, this Tachos, this Kinner. So they're not being Oisim Torah. Eisika Torah means it fills our bones and we act Torah. It doesn't mean learning and that's it, studying it and becoming scholarly. It means filling ourselves with the Torah dimension. He quotes a Rambam, beautiful Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says, "We know Sadiq of the Chacham called Chaverim." So the Rambam says, "Why are the couple friends? What a funny name! Of the Chacham called Chaverim. Why are the Chacham called Chaverim? A Chaver is a Chacham. By the end, when somebody reaches a certain stature, it's an Adah Chaver. A Chacham Chaverim." So the Rambam says, "It's in the man." The Rabbi Pirush Mishnayos to deny says that Chav is called Chav Chavar. That I'm sorry, Chaver, we call to Chav Chaver. Ulaidas, perhaps, they call that because the Chav is a Chav in their money. Because Chav and Chav have a real Chav Shah. Ki Chav Lashem Shemayim. Chav and Chav name they're chosen to give, the name we choose for Chav is a Chaver. Because they have a Chav in their money. They are a true Chav. It's a Chav Lashem Shemayim. Perhaps, one could say the pshat for the Rambam, perhaps what it means is the type of personality, the one who takes himself in Torah, he knows the past of parsha. The Ha'at HaKavaychar, Rukina says, Zeh Kval Kavam Torah. This is the essence of the Torah, the Avalet that's one to know. This is the essence, it keeps a Zeh Kval Kavam Torah. It's not just a scholastic book. If we have to summarize the whole book, it's a person who cares for the Zulas. One who destroys the Anoichius. He destroys me. No. It's focus. There are others. It's Heber. It's the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He destroys the Anoichius, the Baal describes. And the Kol Chaver, these are people who have been the back of their own me, I. The me that ends up in the psychologist's chair. That ends up sitting by the psychologist, always by me. And that Kol Chaver, these people who are emes in the Torah, they learn to live with the Ratz Hashem, the Ratz of the Zulas, caring about the Zulas. A Chaver that's not a Chaver in Shem Shemayim. A Chaver, a friend. What if, so let's say somebody destroys the Zulas. It's not towards the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So why can't he also be called a Chaver? His buddies that he parties with, why is that a Chaver? But if the person doesn't care about the neshama of his friend, so does he really care about his friend? He cares about part of his friend. There's a neshama. He doesn't care about his whole friend. He's missing the essence of his friend. He doesn't care about his friend. His friend's built up the ikra of the neshama Torah. He doesn't care about the whole friend. That's not a real friendship. Shalom of very beings. They slap why? Because the ruch is his tavern. His chaver says lashon hara. Does he care that his chaver just said lashon hara? Does he care that his chaver is going to suffer? If he cares, I'm not saying he had it all out. So now you care what you do. Which is a different model. But does he care about only Talmid HaChamim, who have an interest in Ruchnius, and they destroy the Ruchnius, they destroy their own selfish me. Such people, Kataka and Emes Tegavim, they look at the Chaver, and they don't have the me, it's all about me. They care about the Zulas, and ultimately about the Rabbi Nishlan. Such people, Kataka, the Emes Tegavim, they're the most honest, they're called Chaverim. It's not just a selfish me. They can have a care of Yenim, but it's not just Yenim's one small part, the less significant part of Yenim. It's the full caring of Yenim. That's a Talmud Chacham. It's called a Chaver. And the essence of the Yeshiva is Chaverim sitting in front of the Yeshiva, with his Abba Benegim, with his each one, as Yehovah describes, each one is Yoyim Uriyeh Chazak. Each one's Mechazak Gavish Taigim. That defines Yeshiva. A group of people who don't just want certainly Talmud Torah, they want to learn Torah. But they're creating an environment and not just learning Torah. They want to be Torah to people. And they care about the Zulas, not just the Zulas. They're Chaveir, they're a Chaver. They care about the Zulas. They want Yenim Shteik also. And they work together, and Shiva is a whole bunch of people, working together to create an environment that wants Shteik to reach the heights. That's a Yeshiva. Not sure of that. A group of people that have a tremendous Abba and Regis together, they have a tremendous bond, each one cares about the other, thinks about the other, is willing to benefit the other, even I'm able to switch rooms, whatever, to benefit us, to care for the Zulas. That's a yeshiva, anything less than not a yeshiva. A yeshiva is where one cares about the other, is mevatel, is anoichios. It's not just me, it's not a selfish want, the moment of us. It's somebody who cares about the Zulas, who trusts about the Zulas, and a group of people together who are willing to be chaverim, who are willing to be a chaver, who are willing to think about the shteig of Yenim. How can I make an environment that then the shteig is such a moment? And that's what we're here together, Rabbi said to do. We would like to refocus. There were hours and hours spent in this London. Hours, no, not a good one, an other good one. Those that were here in Islamic May, there were meetings that went on for hours and hours in Islamic. To think how the yeshiva can focus more and more, we have to introspect at all times. And the yeshiva needs us, the chaverim together, who are trafficking only to the Zulas, only to the Lakham Shemayim, with no ulterior motives. How we together can shtayik and focus more on getting the kiras Hashem, and not to me, for you, for him, all of us together. And we spent hours thinking about it, many, many hours, different discussions, what improvements can be made toward this. It was spoken a lot. Certainly in yeshiva, the inner klizayah, the inner weapon we have is limud haTorah, that's for sure. And you think that there's a tremendous push, and the Rashiva puts tremendous Shivas in this, and for obvious reasons, the Ikur Kli Zayin in our Dina is Limud HaTorah. And the first thing must be spoken about Limud HaTorah is Talmud Torah Bnei Gevulah. So certainly the Ikur weapon we have towards the person says, I'm going to shtayik. But Limud HaTorah, not Limud HaTorah, it's not happening. A lot of the Ikur Oifin and the Ikur discussion, a lot of discussion, I should say, a lot of what we have to mechaz is Limud HaTorah. Towards that end, there's a tremendous push to finish the Sefer. Nothing brings the Shmach and learning like finishing the Sefer. It's even something to the end. And those that can make a tremendous Siddur to finish Bava Metzia, even at the expense of first rushing a little towards being Ma'ayim more, it's a Dabar Pasha, Vada. I've seen, and it's been seen before, Bava finishing the Sefer, and it spurs them on to learning more and more Ba'imek. It's a big sach finishing the sech, then it does have a residual effect, even if this time is a little fast, but the person tastes the Talmud Torah. So certainly a tremendous chiz is those that are finishing Bava Metzia, it's a double cup. Those that won't be zayche. So the thing is not only a small sech, there's some goal that by end of this man to try to finish, to try to accomplish. Certainly it's a double cup. And certainly those who try to work in as many different people arrange in different switches on consciousness to try, those that we chavrus should please come, shouldn't be quiet, and should knock the doors down until they get a chavrus. I haven't, in the 5 years I've been, I haven't seen a bachur who wanted desperately chavrusa I haven't seen like a person that you can say, I know I first say, but I experience it. When a Bachur wants, I've seen it. A Bachur asks every guy in the Shiva. I call that student whatever it takes. Get good chavrusa, I said. The yeshiva's growth used to be we set up every chavrusa shop. That was the way that's not to set up every chavrusa shop, and you see, we tried. At this point, it's complicated, it's hard to keep track of everything. A Bachur establishment has, I'm asking the Bachur, please work if you have chaver, you can work if you have chaver. This is the end of the chavrusa shop. We can work together to make sure every Bachur is a good chavrusa. And for oneself, if you can bachush it, bachush. And ask, if you have to ask every Bachur, are you available? Get good chavrusas. Arrange for some night seder, first seder, second seder. Every single seder to arrange for chavrusas. And we'll work with you. We're building with a bed. We're willing. Everybody's willing to work together. We'll work together to the positive and even to themselves. Everybody can work together as a chavrushah to work on chavrusas. That's the Divan HaTorah. We're trying to get people to switch some of the people's shiur, some of the Bachur shiur, try to get each one in the right shiur. Try to get every Bachur. Somebody feels it's not in the shiur's program, please speak up. Somebody feels it's chav, it can come from the chav also. The chav is not, there were calls made as man, which is this Indian of chav, Bachur moved to the chav, daigim to the chav, there's nothing wrong with you coming. Each one should work and find the right shiur. That's the Gabi Talmud Torah, which will be and should be spoken about more and more. Certainly Talmud Torah can. But the Gabi, the environment, the Gabi being a Torah in person, to allow the Torah to impact us properly. And more than that, to allow the real Kabbalah of the Torah, the full Torah that he is. So we've spoken the Bachur themselves, the spirit of the Bachur themselves. There were doors last night in the Chazit internally, that things that went on weren't acceptable amongst them. Aside from people who do the light there, aside from the Bachur themselves, there were things that we wanted to make the environment a better environment, because we care about the Zulas. It's not just we're working with these platforms, we're working, we care deeply about the other, we're chaver. In its full sense, like the Rambam says the word, a chevel v'shem shemayim. And towards that, it's not the pshat. The threats, the dorms will be a Bachur Kaddish. It's not a threat, it's not, the dorms will be a Bachur Kaddish. We can't love them. There won't chas v'shol, Rahman al-Zlan, be a DVD play the door of this yeshiva. Say it one. Zehu, it's not a threat, it's not if a guy does, it won't be done in this yeshiva. Because we're chaverim. We care about the ruchnis of the Zubas. Yemen's ruchnis. His ruchnis matters. He needs to be in a Bachur Kaddish. Everyone my roommates. Needs to be in a Bachur Kaddish. To shtaybe needs to be in yeshiva. A yeshiva that's not Matka Kedush is not a yeshiva. A yeshiva means the Pirush of yeshiva. It's a bunch of people who care about the Zulas and care about the environment. The world is full of tumma, full of taiva and resources and things that throw us off. A yeshiva is a Matka Kedush, a place a person can go and feel that Pasha is not living just in the gas and the butter. It's a place that each one cares about the other one. Each one cares about the atmosphere. And to create such an atmosphere, the dorms will be a Bachur Kaddish. They'll be a holy place. Gaddish music will not be played out loud. Sphere recites, I know it isn't played out loud now. And when the sphere ends, each can keep it ugly. There won't be Gaddish music played out loud. Because the yeshiva is a Bachur Kaddish. And nobody's to allow it. You're not a chaver neman if you allow the chaver to drink poison and die. You're not a chaver neman. Don't allow the Chava to do it. It's not on each one your Mahala Chayyar is not. Nobody is listening to Gaish music out loud in this one, this Yeshiva. Because Yeshiva is a Bachur Kaddish. And we together want to create a Ruach of Kedusha, and a Ruach of Shtaike, and a Ruach of Simcha, a Ruach of Yerushalayim, of Abbas Hashem, a good Ruach that all of us, each in a Kedima Dragosa, can Shtaike and grow. And towards creating such a Ruach, there won't be Gaish music out loud, there won't be one DVD. The Gemara says a person wants to do an Avera. The Yilbash Chayyar dressed in black and go to a place that nobody knows him. The Pirush is that he doesn't glorify Chet. The glory of Chet. It's Machshel others, and we have seen it. Everybody here has seen it. It's Machshel others. What about the Bachur now? Even this one's at a low moment and it's feeling down. But what about the Zulas? What about the other one? What about his Chaver? And it pulls down the Chaver. We're going to work our utmost that the Shaykhs in the Dorm should be good. That shall not bother to speak like Bnei Torah, to speak in a clean item. Now this happened by itself in many dorms. What I'm describing here is not that everything's switched in many dorms. It was that father. Bachman themselves worked on it to make things, to make them stronger and better. And then even the shoulder, the other dorms, Bachman themselves worked to this area, these areas of Kedusha, many dorms. And I was impressed with it, and it will continue to be done. It's going to be done across the board in the Yeshiva. With no exceptions. Every single dorm. To work just on another roof, what won't be the environment should be better, is only the survey rack. The same time, it's hard to give specific examples right now. I'll tell you one thing. The same time, we certainly don't just want it to be survey rack, the environment's better, there's no guys music, there's no humans, that will be. There won't be guys music in the dorms, there won't be one DVD in the dorms. And certainly the environment, the language will be good in the dorms. And a clean oifen, clean topics. That certainly all these three things will be. But we want that same type also. It's okay, the environment, we don't have the negatives. It's not just yeshiva, is not just the place we live in the world. It shouldn't be a place we feel in half. The street. If that's all there is, okay, so what is the yeshiva different? Just not the street? That same type is the care of us. That same type is each one from the chazan. A bacher came to me yesterday and said, another one is there, and we feel that people from No Rebellion or the light can take an interest in his chaver. That was beautiful. That's not say to you. That we're going to care for each one. We're going to try to be oil and roughness. Each one's going to try to steig in learning, to steig in davening, to steig when there's this environment in the sermon now, when the environment doesn't become polluted. That same time can spread out. We'll see the menace aliyah. This will make a seema momentia. This one will daven the tzibur every single davening, 3 a day. And this one will daven 3 a day, finish bavetzia and finish makas. This one will only finish makas. This one will finish a black gemara. This one will learn his first omen klar. This one will the first time will get rashi klar. This, each one, let's work together. If you see a chaver who's not struggling, he's the sormi rabbi mobu. But you see that satan struggling, talk to somebody, find that we'd be connecting to. Chaveirim who care to chaveir l'shem shemayim. Let's work together, let's see what we can do. Is he new chavusim? Let's work everybody, the old dorms, work everybody. The whole yeshiva working together. Could we get him in a chavusim? Maybe that will help. Maybe he needs to change his shear. Maybe he's a roommate who wakes him up. Maybe he needs to buy him an alarm clock, whatever. We're ready to work together, but endless. There's no ego. There's nothing stopping us. We don't have other motives. We're here. I can say I'm rebellion. Say any rebbe is here, there's no motive. It's, the world is in Chaimed Maman. It's not Chaimed Maman. The world's in Chaimed Taiba. It's not Chaimed Maman. The world's in Chaimed Maman. It's not Chaimed Maman. The reason rebellion are here is together to build a Makam Kaddish that we can steig. There's no alternative motive. Where in the world can you hear? You have a politician gets up and he says, vote Republican. You know every alternative motive, Rabbi said. Let somebody stand up now and tell us an alternative motive. We hear the yeshiva for one reason. Every one of us are here. We can stay. We can grow. Each kifim after Yossi. That's why the yeshiva is here. Rabbi Yossi's son is a water race. Every bar can stay. There's not alternative motives. Nobody moved to a desert. Nobody moved to a mizrah. There's no other motive. There's no other reason we're here. He's here to work together. He should stay, you should stay, I should stay, we all should stay, and every Mechulu, each young man, each rebbe, each bachur, why are we here? We're here, this exciting town, there's a shop, it's exciting, because there's Aliyah, there's Aliyah here. There's pizza shops and movie theater, nothing here, Garish. All there is in one recognition is the yeshiva Gedola, and there's community members moving into the apartments of yeshiva. Be a part of this Makam Kaddish that does the successful yeshiva, in my belief, is Kulei Siyat Nishmaya. And perhaps the reason we desire to the Siyat Nishmaya is the original motives for L'Shem Shemayim. Let's refocus it on the Rabbi said. Let's refocus. The Achdus is not something we consider a cute part of Woyberg. So much fun, we're friendly, we can see each other, we have to face it, give each other hugs. It's because the yeshiva is a place of Chaveirim. It's a place of Chevreshah. It's a place where you're uniting, Rabbi Yossi, towards Aliyah. Not towards them, towards Aliyah. Towards each one, respecting each one's Aliyah in a different a different flavor, and a different Indian, but together we want Aliyah. There is no other motive, none. Somebody can stand up, there's big money being made, somebody tell me that, please, I want to hear. This is why your name are here, this is why your light are here, this is what we want. We stand by a plan of meeting at the meeting towards one goal, Shem Shanayim. No Malta should get upset, it can't be said, it's impossible. No corporation should say that, our corporation, and the yeshiva is a place on earth that we can get up and say the purpose is otherwise closed down. When they, I don't know all the pilots, I can't say to the MS what happened unless why it closed down. Ask people who know more about the world than me. But what is said, certainly what is said, it certainly has to do with it. They want to teach English in Malaysia. I'm sure somebody this one will say, not this story, I don't know. Certainly what is said over, and certainly would make sense, is that the yeshiva is a loving Kurdish men in Shanghai. If it's not doing what it's supposed to do, then it deserves to be shut down. It's not any other of the school of Shem. It has to be pure, it's supposed to be pure, it is pure. And we have to refocus on our goals. This yeshiva was open, so all of us can come and stay and grow and become better when they tire, and it's successful doing such. And we ask each bachur to become part of the yeshiva. The yeshiva is you, me, him, that's the yeshiva. A bunch of chaverim, all with the goal towards having a mokum aliyah together with each other. Many more things, there's different many, much more to speak about. I tried to encapsulate what a yeshiva is, what this awesome structure called yeshiva is. There's much more to speak about, and many thoughts go through my mind that I'm not going to speak about. But leave it, the ikr, the sur meira, I don't want the idol of the ikr, the sur meira that every single bachur is from the Kabbalah himself. It's not, we don't need any threat shaking it. Every single bachur, the Kabbalah is a shnei tzibur. On behalf of the whole tzibur, I'm accountable for these three things. On behalf of the tzibur, the first that we're going to make an awesome effort to speak like the Torah. That I'm accountable on behalf of the tzibur in the door, to make the Tachlis of the Kaddish. We're going to make a tremendous effort, and we're going to be mechazik each other through it also. It's unacceptable if my chaver says words that the B'nai Torah don't say, because we want it to be such an environment. That's the first kabbalah that I'm accountable on behalf of the tzibur. Towards our Kabbalah, is two, when we Kabbalah succeed together towards making this Makom Kaddish, each and every one of us in the Kabbalah, that there will be no Kaddish music played out loud. Zero. Even after Seder. Zero. Not acceptable. It's full of sick ideas and thoughts that the Makom Kaddish will not be brought in. That's number two. And number three is, Rachman Otzman, we will not watch DVDs in the door. Zero, enough said. Those three Kabbalahs, we Makabbalah as a tzibur. And as a tzibur, we relish of the Tachta give us a tremendous was to be the Kabbalah there, the schus, the Yisroel Meiraz, which we say in the Asay Taim, we're not just God, you hold not, we're not just Yisroel Meiraz. The Asay Taim is all of us should work on getting the proper Chavrus, we'll work together, the proper Chavrus, the proper Shiur, towards our Aliyah, towards Shnagin. The word of the Zulas to find in the right Kabbalah, to find Dimakra to come to Sdarim, Dimakra coming upon the Dabbah. Dimakra, I say, times each one working together, together. There will be extra Shir, Rabbi Rabbi will be saying a Shir. We'll be saying a Shir, Beis Hashem, 3 hours a day. And Babatziah, those that will go to the Shir, will finish Gantz Babatziah. Dabbah Chashavai, we'll have it 3 hours a day. It's the first hour of first Seder, the first hour of second Seder, and what's the third hour? First hour, first Seder. First hour, second Seder.
First hour,
night Seder. So for those 3 hours, we'll learn, we'll chaz b'mitziyah.
8:30 to 9:15 hazav.
8:30 to 9:15. So we'll be hazav. It's a davar chashuv. I'm all the bachur feels. I don't know if we're doing the year. The ends up. Dreading. playing around. The davar chashuv, commitment to a shiur is a davar chashuv. I have seen the aliyah of most starts the shiur. Certainly, the end of the shiur, after a person in a shiur, a certain amount of time, goes off on his own. Davar chashuv. There should be no scat. It's not something to scat. It's davar chashuv mayim. The person goes to a shiur, commits it. It's a commitment. He commits to the shiur. Through those 3 hours, I guess, I'm supposed to see you. Through 45 minutes a night, he learns azov. Yeah, both those shiur are very, very highly recommended. And there should be big numbers there. The bottom of those with a commitment were the biggest consistent numbers. The bottom should go with a commitment. Those are both things that we're trying. If others have ideas of shiur they want started, we're working together. After marriage, they'll be starting shiur. Obviously, anybody who wants it, 10 15 to 10:30. There are requests I'm continuing the Musavad at 9:30. I'm sorry? Oh, it's after Mincha now. After Mincha, and the other day, my guest now was saying a Musavad. Very recommended by Sunshine. I assume we'll continue at 9:30 to 10 in Musavad. The kids at Dharmabai said, let's make a strong commitment to Liman HaTayyar, all of us. Let's all together make a strong commitment to Liman HaTayyar, Talmatari Kanegatuba. If we do all the environmental things, all this improved environment, but we don't do that safe place, it's not a full Kabbal even. Let's do a full Kabbal Satayyar, I say. Let's be able to stand every other yantar. Every other yantar, Rabbi Yisrael, has a mitzvah sayyoyim. Pesach is a mitzvah sayyoyim. Matzah, Marer, the current Pesach, it's not your favorite, it's a mikdash. Sukkot is a mitzvah sayyoyim. There's the Sukkot, a little bit extra. Shavuot is a no mitzvah sayyoyim. Again, some of them are in Bikurim. Bikurim starts Shavuot, but it goes to Sukkot. Has no mitzvah sayyoyim. Has no commands to the day, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no mitzvah that I simply can't. Simple can happen. There's no physical mitzvah you can look at, tangible. There's a mitzvah simple, it's true. The only mitzvah sure is the simple. I'm also telling you it's a happy Zach, that's what. There's no mitzvah yoyim that you can hold on to. Every other yoyim, the person could come by day, and maybe without that chalav, but he has the yoyim, oh, grab on to lulav. I didn't prepare, but I have to. Sukkah, chacha is sukkah. Every other yom has an external part of the day. That even if he doesn't think anything, but he could be an external Jew. He could at least in this sukkah, he might be thinking about it, but the internal Jew needs to be a but chacha can sit in a sukkah, he can look like a yid. Pesach, chacha, well, he is not, he looks Jewish. Did he think, did he know, did he have a person play with Hashem and Lizanish? I mean, he looks like a yid. Farty, he looks Jewish. The only yom, Rabbi said, the only yom that there is no external way of looking to trust. The yom is a commitment to Torah, is doing what we're doing today. Somebody who wants an internal commitment, an internal decision to stay, internal decision to avoid the survey rabbit, junk that's out there in the world, to push the commitment to stay. Without this, there is nothing to hold on to other yom. There's no mitzvah to grab on to. It is an internal thing. For those, what is a, look on the walls of our center. This is a conservative shul. Is there any picture of a shul? It's not on the wall. Passover, Sabbath, synagogue, some of this like Yom Kippur, what's the last one? Another shul. There's no external thing. It's either the person makes Kabbalah Satayr, makes a commitment to be a Torah that can be more Arabic, to live by the Torah, to live by the principles of the Torah, to be a Torah that can manage my Hashem's Yom. It's called Shavuos, weeks. Why is it called weeks? It's one day, from what I'm understanding. 2 days in America. It's weeks. It's called preparation. Shavuos is called after the weeks, it's called now. Now is our Shavuos. Don't come Shavuos to have a Shavuos. Now has to start the Shavuos. Shavuos is called weeks. It's all about the preparation leading up to it. It's called weeks. Shavuos starts today, Rabbi Yisrael. Started well. The eyes of man start the Shavuos today. The weeks that we're going to be measured in Kabbalah Satayr, that we're going to internalize from the third dimension, that's Shavuos. Then comes Shavuos. You did that chalav full of lechem, simcha, asameach. It's easy, the simcha of the first who was mekabel on himself all the time. But Shavu counted towards it. That is the shuls. Let us have ice and not just be people who watch the shuls. Let's be real men, Rabbi said. Get the Pesachim with the death. We're between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is Hakor Satoiv Hashem. If we miss it, let us now think Hakor Satoiv. Hakor Satoiv, all the chesed Hashem has put us in yeshiva. Rizkus Chus. He put us in yeshiva. Hakor Satoiv Hashem. The result to be the yeshiva. Hakor Satoiv Hashem. The result to be the Amad Ibtar. Atul Chartor Mikolam. We said all to Anjot the Roman Rome. And that of course is going to drive us that these weeks we're going to make a commitment to Rabbi Shem, strong retire in the beginning. And then we'll come to a Shavuos, we'll be able to say with all that Achana, those weeks of Achana, those weeks of Storm and Rav, and our Kodesh music in the dorms, of clean language, of no shkutz and dancing around in our dorms, of pictures of filth coming into our dorms, of those weeks of a commitment to Chizuk and Liman HaKodesh, a commitment to davening, a commitment to the general being a benedictor. We'll talk of the zayich, we'll be able to say, mamash, all those achanas, that the turn to the Baruch Shalom and say that by the Chayim drove me, the appreciation that you chose us to call Amen, drove us all to say, Nasa, the Nishma, the Baruch Shalom ready to be a Kabbalah.